Ball into right field for a single. Bethea not trying to drive the man home from first, just trying to get him into scoring position, does so by pulling the ball to the second baseman. And then just going with the pitch, Randy Brown. Easy single up the middle, and it's enough to score Cook. 3-0, San Jacinto North. Allen, looking at designated hitter Blake Doolin now, comes to the plate. Fastball strike at the knees. The low strike seems to be given by the umpires in this tournament. 3-0, San Jacinto has scored in each of the first two innings. Two in the first, here in the second. Allen into the stretch. Looks at Tolbert, comes to the plate, misses outside. Ball one. One ball, one strike count to Doolin. Doolin walked his first time up. One of two walks that Allen gave up. Looking at first, coming to first base now, back in easily, is Randy Brown. Tolbert, who was the first game starter playing first base today. Pretty decent hitter also. Allen is going, or the runner is going. Allen was already committed to home plate and stealing second easily is Randy Brown. So the stolen base to Randy Brown. Puts a man in scoring position again. Ball two. Allen had already started into his motion. Really didn't get a good pitch to the plate either. 2-1 count to Blake Doolin. Another man in scoring position. San Jacinto North. Looking to overpower everybody. Breaking pitch fouled right back into the catcher's mitt and out of. Same. Ricocheted off the mitt, I should say, and hit the shin guard up around the kneecap on the right side of Sid Smith. 2-2 pitch coming up to Doolin. Breaking pitch in the dirt. Ball three. Two walks, an error on a tough play into the hole at shortstop. Loaded the bases, helped load the bases in the first inning. Allen looks back at second base. 3-2 pitch coming up to Doolin. Swung on and missed, strike three. That ends the second inning, so a run scores on two base hits. A runner stranded, and at the end of two complete innings of play at San Jacinto North 3, Dixie nothing, back in 60 seconds.
Right now is...
Top of the third inning, Dixie trailing 3-0. Starts with the top of the order again, Chris Leonelli, right-handed hitting right fielder. A city councilman over here at Grand Junction by the name of Connor Shepherd. I feel like Harry Carey now. Connor Shepherd sending messages of hello and best wishes to Rob Snow of the Parks and Recreation Department. I guess they're old buddies. Fastball outside to Leonelli. Ball one. Chris Leonelli looks much shorter in person than he is in a baseball uniform. Walk on and has done an excellent job. Line drive off the glove of Bethea into left field. So Leonelli, let's see if they count that as an error. Bethea tried to backhand it, but it was hit a shot. Do you give him a base hit or do you give him an error? Leonelli is on at first base. Let's see how they score it. McCarty still not fooling people. He got the last two runners last inning fairly well. But Corey Meredith lined a shot right at the second baseman. Nope, they gave him an error. Error on the shortstop. Being tight with their scoring. They're being tough on him now. So Leonelli reaches on the error. Kelly Peterson at the plate. His 6-4-6 in the tournament. Coming to the plate. Breaking pitch low. Ball one. Kelly Peterson with the 5-for-5 was one short of the tournament record for most hits in one game. Terry Scott, I believe, one of the Arizona schools. Hesitation swing, ground ball right to the pitcher. He'll throw him out. That ends the string to Peterson. But moving on to second base is Leonelli. Peterson grounds out from the first baseman, or pitcher to the first baseman. So that ends the string for Peterson. Six consecutive hits. They finally got him out. Tried to hold up on the swing and couldn't. One man out. Man on in scoring position now, and left-handed hitting center fielder Reed Sechrist to the plate. 3-0, San Jacinto North over Dixie. Scott McCarty has given up some shots, but has kept the shutout alive for San Jacinto North. The pitch to Sechrist, a mile high. Luce needed all 6 feet 4 inches to go up and get that one. Overthrew it. Tried to throw too hard, and it just sailed on him. Ball one to Sechrist. On deck is shortstop Mark Roberts. Reed Sechrist. Good hitter, only a freshman. And we'll pitch also. Breaking pitch, timeout called by the umpire. Will be a no pitch. Sechrist wanted it. The umpire said, yeah, and everyone moved except the catcher. McCarty wisely went through with the pitch. Beautiful Memorial Day afternoon, breezy. Some clouds in the sky, so it isn't a high sky. Faking the throw back at second base is McCarty. Going back easily is Leonelli, no throw made. Leonelli, not that big of a lead off of second base. The pitch to Sechrist inside. No, they call it on the inside corner, strike. 1-1 count. Some fans getting on the umpire. 1-1 count to Reed Sechrist. McCarty, southpaw pitcher against southpaw hitter. Breaking pitch goes right to the backstop. Luce can't find it. He's still back there, and rounding third is Leonelli. So the wild pitch by McCarty. There's Leonelli on to third. 2-1 count to Sechrist. Luce, that skipped in front of him and went right to the backstop. And Luce just plain could not find it. 3-0, San Jacinto North over Dixie. 2-1 count to Reed Sechrist. One man out, man on third now, Leonelli, who reached by way of the air. Breaking pitch, lifted to left field, down that left field line and drifting foul, back into the corner, and out of play, over the fence, but foul. So Sechrist had the wind help it there. He will be alive. Reed almost might be hoping that it be caught because the left fielder out there, Chris Broussard, would be going away from the play, and it would be an excellent chance for Leonelli to score on the foul ball caught. 2-2 pitch to Sechrist. McCarty to the plate. Sechrist just misses outside. Tough call. 3-2 pitch coming up to Sechrist. Infield drops back for San Jacinto. They want the out. They can afford to give up the run. As much as they'd like to keep the shutout for McCarty, they can afford to give up the run. San Jacinto North, 3. Dixie, nothing. Pitch, fastball, foul tipped off the catcher's mitt. Sechrist is alive. Count holds, 3-2. On deck, Mark Roberts. Reed Sechrist, sandy-haired, almost red-haired. Pitch, breaking pitch, swung on and missed, strike 3. Third strikeout of the day for McCarty. Second out. And on third is Leonelli and Mark Roberts, who lined a single into left field his first time up. Had a weak 1-for-4 in the first game, but did score a couple of runs. Strong 1-for-1 thus far. Breaking pitch lifted high and into shallow center field. Back is the shortstop, Bethay. He's looking at it and grabs it. That ends the inning. Dixie will not score. No runs, no hits. One error by San Jacinto, a man left on base, and at the end of 2.5 innings of play, it's San Jack North 3, Dixie nothing. Back in 60 seconds.
Right now.
3-0, San Jacinto North over Dixie. We go into the bottom of the third inning. Dixie helped San Jack along with 2 walks and an error in that first inning, and San Jacinto then got the 2-run single by Broussard. They earned the last one, the run in the second inning, on just pure smart baseball. Paul Allen looking for the first 1-3, 2-3 inning. The pitch hit by Robinson and deep. It's gone right down the line. Ripped over the left field fence by Robinson. Make it 4-0. Robinson, second home run of the tournament. No question on that one. As he just plain ripped that one. Line shot. Right over the left field fence, and not that much fair, but there was no question. First pitch hitting, and Robinson has his second home run of the tournament, fourth RBI of the tournament. And so San Jacinto will have scored in each of their first 3 innings. 4-0, San Jacinto North over Dixie, and Paul Allen getting roughed up. Allen has the only 1-2-3 inning that Dixie pitching has picked up this year, or at this tournament, and that was in the 10th inning against Monroe. Roger Luce, the catcher, takes a fastball high. Ball one. Robinson got his pitch and just ripped it. It was a shot. One ball pitch to Luce. Calls strike at the knees. 1-1 count to Roger Luce. On deck is Chad Broussard. 4-0 San Jacinto North. Breaking pitch, just misses. 2-1 count. Paul Allen winds. 2-1 pitch to catcher Luce. Makes him skip rope. Ball three. So Allen, still a little shaky right now. Home run, no question. Corey Meredith took a couple of steps but knew it was gone. 3-1 pitch to Luce. Outside, ball four. And Luce walks for the second time. Third base on balls by Allen. Chad Broussard to the plate. Broussard, the number five hitter, now has fallen one behind Robinson as far as team home runs. Back into the lineup is Copeland. Robert Copeland for the designated runner position. Courtesy runner, as they call it. For either the pitcher or the catcher. In this case, the catcher. Pitcher is not hitting. Designated hitter instead for San Jacinto North, and Luce goes over to get his catching equipment on. Copeland on first base. But down the third base line, will it go foul? Yes, and Kelly Peterson makes sure. On the bunt, foul, strike one. So San Jacinto coming right after Dixie. That was more bunting for a base hit than for the sacrifice. Broussard trying to cross up Dixie's defense. San Jacinto North comes in with the talent and almost with the attitude of wanting to play. Toy with people. It's a powerful ball club. They've had some talent down there over the years. A lot of collegiate talent, major college talent, has been recruited out of San Jacinto North. Many of the ball players have already signed for next year. Allen to the first base. Back in, standing up, is Copeland. Broussard, for example, will be headed to Texas A&M next year. No correction. He'll be headed to Texas. Robinson is headed to Texas A&M. One strike pitch to Broussard. Breaking pitch, lifted high into center field. Seacrest drifting into right center. It's drifting more towards right now. And Leonelli drops the fly ball. Had it in his glove and dropped it. Error on the right fielder. Allows Broussard aboard. And you cannot do that. You absolutely cannot do that. Against San Jacinto. That gives them an extra out, and they don't need it. Nobody out. Two men on now by way of the error. Second error of the ball game for Dixie. And at the plate, Chuck Foster, center fielder. All tournament last year. Two on, nobody out. Breaking pitch, fake the bunt. Did they call a strike? No. Sid Smith thought they should have. Nope, first base umpire. Sid Smith. As for the appeal, his first base umpire says, uh-uh, he pulled it back. Ball one count. Allen, not helping his own cause with a walk and then not being helped with the error on the drop fly ball. Nobody out. Low with the pitch, ball two. Foster showed bunt once again. Tim Feeney on deck. San Jacinto, I think, can sense the kill if they can get a lot of runs. There's a 10-run rule at the end of five innings. Right now they're leading 4-0 with two men on, nobody out. The pitch, strike on that outside corner. 2-1 pitch. Allen has thrown a lot of pitches already in this game. Four nothing as San Jacinto North leads Dixie. Allen to the plate. Breaking pitch, bunt right out in front of the plate. Allen will go to third base. They'll get the lead runner. Allen, on a heads-up play, fired it to third base. And Copeland is the first man out. Puts Foster on at first base, moves Broussard up to second, and Copeland is gone. Pitcher to the third baseman. Tim Feeney at the plate now. Feeney grounded out to the shortstop last time up. He's 0-for-1. 4-0, San Jacinto North with the lead. Allen trying to work his way out of trouble. Stealing. Pitch in the dirt. That'll be a double steal. Everybody makes it. So first, third and second now. As going on to third was Broussard. Foster moving into second base. As the pitch bounced in the dirt. So Broussard and Foster. Stolen bases. The pitch. Line deep to left center field. Back goes everybody, and they'll watch this one sail. Three-run homer by Tim Feeney. As Dixie has dug a hole. And San Jacinto's fans going wild. They're enjoying this one. Most of the fans are really pulling for Dixie, but it's a little much now. 7-0 on the three-run homer by Feeney. For not much power, as they claim, they still hit quite a few. They're doing very well. Thank you. Foster scores. Broussard scores. High drive to center field, but it'll hang up there by Jamie Cook. Back there to catch it is Sechrist. The second out of the inning. But the damage has been done. Broussard reached on the error. That will be an unearned run. Two men out now. And four runs in here in the inning. 7-0. Scott Bethea with two men out. Paul Allen can work out of the full windup now. Call strike, breaking pitch on that inside corner. So San Jacinto pounding Dixie. Seven to nothing. Two men out. Bethea grounded out to the second baseman on a heads-up play last time out. As he got hit behind the runner to move the man up to second base. Pitch hit on the ground to the shortstop Roberts. Up. Throws out to first base. Yes, that ends the inning. But four big runs in. Two home runs. On two hits. Both of them home runs. An error. Nobody left on base. And at the end of three complete innings of play at San Jacinto North 7, Dixie nothing. Back in 60.
Wayne's win.
San Jacinto North with a commanding 7-0 lead over Dixie College. They've scored in each of the three innings. Dixie has not. Leading off is Sid Smith. First pitch foul straight back. McCarty has given up some shots but no runs on the day. Sid Smith is singled to load the bases in the first inning. Pitch in the dirt. One ball, one strike count. Scott McCarty can just coast now. He can play around a little bit with a 7-0 lead. He can experiment a little. Timeout calls. On deck is first baseman Mark Tolbert and left fielder Corey Meredith. Now, Dixie's been able to come from behind this year, but this is a pretty big dose of come from behind requirement. Second pitch, call strike. I should say third pitch. It's one ball, two strikes. It's Sid Smith. Got a long ways to come back, and you're trying to do it against the number one team in the nation. Breaking pitch, swung on and missed, strike three. Four strikeouts for McCarty. And Mark Tolbert comes to the plate. Tolbert grounded out to the third baseman, hit it hard, and Robinson battled it, threw him out of first base, and saved the run in the first inning. Tolbert, the pitch, called strike at the knees. 0 for 1 on the day. Tolbert is 0 for 6 for the tournament, but does have one RBI. The pitch in the dirt, ball one. One ball, one strike count. Corey Meredith on deck. Scott McCarty throwing a little more relaxed, a little faster in his windup now. Pitch fouled off the fist into the stands. Yes, just clearing the netting to our side. Couple of shots on home runs hit off of Paul Allen in that third inning. Tim Feeney with a three-run blast really gives San Jacinto North a leg up. McCarty, pitch, line to left field. Back is Broussard. He can't come up with it. Tolbert will have at least two. Broussard trying to chase it down. Tolbert cruises into second base. So a double by Tolbert. And there's a significant number of fans over behind the Dixie bench who are rooting for Dixie. Corey Meredith at the plate. Man on second, one man out. Dixie trying to get any of those runs back. You can't hit seven-run home runs, so you have to get them back as you can. And try to hold them from there on. Scott McCarty. So we've mentioned he's given up some hits. He's given up four of them now. The pitch, outside, ball one. On deck, Chad Erickson. But McCarty's also thrown very well. He struck out four ball players in four innings. Man on second. And at the plate, Corey Meredith. Slightly closed stance. McCarty fakes the throw back at second base. Last game tonight, we'll have Iowa Western versus Northeastern Oklahoma A&M, if you want to go through the whole title. Pitch, outside, ball two. Fastball way outside, and Roger Luce wants to talk to his pitcher. Probably, if you're guessing, something along the lines of, look, you have a seven-run lead. If the guy scores, don't worry about it. Let's get the outs. We need the outs right now. We have a chance. We're within three runs of wrapping this thing in five innings. Within one run of wrapping this thing in seven innings. If we just get the outs, we'll be okay. Dixie's going to have to make a miracle comeback. They've been known to do it. And they've played some pretty good ball clubs to do it, but they haven't played the number one team in the nation before. McCarty into the stretch to the plate. Swung on, foul tipped into the catcher's mitt. 2-1 count. San Jacinto finished the regular season with a 46-10 record, and after all the playoffs and in the final rankings, had a 46-10 record, and now stands at 57-9. And you say, how did that happen? One of the losses earlier was eventually declared a forfeit victory for San Jacinto North. 2-1 pitch to Corey Meredith, one man out. Pitch hit on the ground to the second baseman. Moving on to third is Tolbert, and the throw by Feeney to Cook gets his man. So Tolbert now on to third base. Meredith out. First run of the ball game for Dixie. Dixie scored eight runs against Monroe, but they've been held to a quiet four hits. Well, they've hit some shots, but it's not produced any runs. Scott McCarty on the mound. They've shut out Dixie thus far. Chad Erickson at the plate. The pitch. Swung on, foul tip. Strike one. Mike Page on deck. Two men out. Dixie with a chance to score again. They've stranded four runners. San Jacinto has stranded but two. They cleaned everybody off the bases last inning. Solo home run by Robinson, a three-run shot by a second baseman, Tim Feeney, and four runs placed on the board. 7-0. San Jacinto North leads Dixie. We're in the top of the fourth inning of what's scheduled to be a nine-inning game. McCarty to the plate. Breaking pitch in the dirt. Ball one. One ball, one strike count. Gordon Jolly hollering encouragements from the third base coaching box. Erickson, 1-1 pitch. McCarty into a full windup comes to the plate. Breaking pitch way outside. Ball two. Dixie trying to generate something right now. They went against a pretty good hitting Otero Junior College team out of La Junta, Colorado, and roughed them up. Breaking pitch, called strike at the knees. 2-2 pitch. It's San Jacinto North. Virtually unanimous. Anybody who's picking anybody other than San Jacinto North will readily admit that they're picking an upset. 2-2 pitch. Foul straight back. Count holds. Two balls, two strikes. We'll be back here tomorrow either at 12 noon, which is most likely right now, or if Dixie can rally, we'll be back at 7:30 tomorrow night. The pitch. Hit on the ground to the third baseman, Robinson. Up, trying to fire to first base, has him. And that ends the inning. So Tolbert will not score. And Robinson this time cleanly fielding. End of the top of the fourth inning, no runs, one hit, man left. At the end of 3.5 innings of play, it's San Jacinto North 7, Dixie nothing, back in 60. Back in Grand Junction, Colorado, 7-0, and Dixie has a hole to crawl out of right now, and they don't want to make it any deeper. Paul Allen to face the top of the order. Randy Brown low with the pitch. Ball one. Brown is 1-4-2. Light out to the left fielder deep his first time up. Second pitch outside. Ball two. Allen has only had one strikeout and walked three. That's not a typical Paul Allen performance. He usually has a little better control than that. Gets a few more strikeouts. 2-0 pitch to Randy Brown. Pitch in the dirt. Ball three. Brown, Blake Doolin, designated hitter. Then Dan Robinson, scheduled for San Jacinto North. They have scored in each of the first three innings. 3-0 pitch. Fastball in the dirt, right to the backstop. On the run is Randy Brown. Will he go to second? No. Base on balls number four. Four straight pitches, four straight balls. Now the home plate umpire wants to take a look at the baseball. Allen, struggling. Once again, this is a double elimination tournament. If Dixie is beaten by San Jacinto North, the next loss would end the tournament for Dixie. But does not end, no matter what happens, it does not end the chance of the national championship. But in the air, Kelly Peterson gets it. Blake Doolin. Bunt fly ball to Kelly Peterson for the first out. And hanging on at first is Randy Brown. Peterson grabbed it in midair in fair territory. Thought he had to play at first, but back easily was Randy Brown. Dan Robinson, who hit the solo home run to lead off the third inning, reached on an error, hit it hard to, well, didn't really hit it that hard, but hit it in an awkward position for Mark Roberts to come up with it in the first inning. Ground ball down the third baseline. Peterson up across the diamond for the second out. So Peterson, 5-3, gets the second out. Man on second base is Randy Brown. Slow hit ground ball. And now catcher Roger Lusa. 7-0. San Jacinto North leading.
Next up, catcher number 22.
Luce has been walked twice, so he's 0-for-0. In the first game was 4-for-2, or 2-for-4, 4-for-2, 2-for-4. Doesn't go the other way. Roger Luce. He's also headed to the University of Texas. Into the stretch, Allen looks back at second base, bounces the curveball, 55-foot curveball, ball one. In fact, in the two times up, this is the 10th pitch thrown to Luce. Nine of them have been balls. Allen into the stretch, looks at second, comes to the plate. Foul ball off to the right side. So this time, Luce has a chance to swing. One count. On deck is Chad Broussard. He got the first hit. Robinson's ground ball was ruled a hit initially and then changed to an error on Roberts. Breaking pitch. Hit on the ground, in the hole. Roberts scoops it up, can't come up with it. It'll be an error as they go by that. Deep in the hole, and so Luce gets on again. They'll call it an error. That's four errors on Roberts in the tournament. Moving on to third is Randy Brown. Roberts trying to hurry. On to run is Robert Copeland again. Men on first and third, and at the plate, Chad Broussard had a two-run single in the first inning. And had a looping fly ball to right field that Chris Leonelli dropped, and that really opened the floodgates. That would have been the second out, or would have been the first out, actually, of last inning. Instead, that ended up with two men on because of that drop fly ball. So Broussard, 1-for-2, two RBIs. Coming to the plate, strike on the corner. Run scored, Broussard. Represents the potential winning run if you get 10 runs and hold Dixie in the top of the fifth. Broussard at the plate chokes up. Going back to first base with the throw. Back easily is Copeland. If you look for a Copeland to steal, San Jacinto North would like to make it easy. The less their pitchers have to throw, the fresher they'll be at the end of the week. And they're looking at their ace, David Evans, having only thrown seven innings the first night out. Pitch, breaking pitch, hit on the ground. Nubber towards the pitcher. Picks it up barehanded. Allen throws him out at first. And for the first time, San Jacinto North does not score. And in the top half of the, or the bottom half of the fourth inning, no runs, no hits, two men left on base. And at the end of four complete innings of play, it's San Jacinto North 7, Dixie nothing.
There are great savings at Sprouse this week on Nintendo and Nintendo games. Right now, Nintendo is only $99.97. That's the lowest price ever offered. Sprouse has received a fantastic supply of games and all at terrific savings. Zelda or Link for $34.97. Summer Quest for $37.97. And many more to choose from. The kids will enjoy hours of summer fun with Nintendo. So stop by Sprouse in the St. George Commercial Center and enjoy the great savings on Nintendo and Nintendo games.
If you're looking for great deals in southern Utah, then you'd better pick up your Club Mac card at McDonald's. By having your own Club Mac card, you'll receive discounts at various merchants. For instance, get a free medium Coke with the purchase of McDonald's new country-style McChicken sandwich and fries. Save $4 on adult admission to Lagoon. Save 10% on any labor at Bicycles Unlimited. But these are just a few of the bargains. Hurry into either one of the St. George McDonald's and just ask for your own Club Mac card.
Southern Utah's Sports Authority, Dixie's 890, KDXU.
St. George.
Top of the fifth inning, Dixie trailing 7-0. And Scott McCarty, he's given up some line drives, but he's not given up any runs. Three out of the four innings, Dixie has stranded a man on third base. In the first inning, they stranded runners on second and first, too. Mike Page, first hitter, ball outside on the breaking pitch. Page grounded out to the shortstop his first time up, is 0-1 today. Breaking pitch, just misses low. Ball two. 2-0 count. McCarty comes to the plate. Fastball, that's a call strike. Dixie needs base runners. As many as they can get, and needs to push as many as they can home. 2-1 count to Mike Page. Line drive to left field. Base hit. Played by Broussard, holds Page to a single. So Page picks up hit number 5 on the day for Dixie College. Each team has 5 hits. The problem is San Jacinto's been helped along, and they have 7 runs, and 2 of those 5 hits were home runs. At the plate, Chris Leonelli. Leonelli grounded out to the first baseman unassisted on the first pitch of the ball game, then lined one off the gloves of Scott Bethay that they ruled an error, a hard hit ball. So he's 0-2 today. Chris Leonelli, leadoff hitter. Page on at first base. Coming to first base with the throw is McCarty. Trying to keep Page close. San Jacinto, like to wrap this one up as soon as possible. Pitch, call strike at the knees. The more they can save their pitching staff, the better chances they have for regaining that national title at the end of the week. They have a good pitching staff anyway. Line drive inside of third base. Page will round second base and will hold on. Broussard got over there in a hurry. So men on first and second. Leonelli with the line drive. Page on at second base. Dixie has the first two runners on. And Kelly Peterson coming to the plate, who had his 6th consecutive hit string in this tournament ended on the little comebacker to the pitcher last time up. Got the first hit of the ball game. Dixie with 6 hits but no runs. Top of the fifth inning. They're trying to rally. Dixie has been a team of heart. They've rallied this year a lot of times. They'd like to do it now. Into the stretch. McCarty looks back at second base. Timeout call by the home plate umpire. Starting to get into the heart of the Dixie order now. Kelly Peterson. We mentioned 7 home runs on the year. 4 of them in postseason play. Into the stretch. McCarty comes to the plate. Looped into right center field. Hustling. Is it going? It will be caught by the second baseman. Beautiful play by Feeney. Looked like it was going to drop, but Feeney makes a fantastic play to catch the fly ball. First out of the inning. Peterson just looped it into right field. Page did not tag. Would have been a tough call, tough play anyway. Feeney had to dive for it. Got it in his glove. Feeney having a career day. 3-run homer. Couple of great catches so far. In the shallow outfield. Sechrist at the plate. Left-handed batter backed away by the fastball around the ankles. Ball one. Two men on. First two hitters singled. McCarty trying to leave them there. Dixie has stranded five runners so far in four innings. Pitch. Off the fist. Into left field. Mike Page has a chance to score. Broussard? No, they're going to hold him up. The throw. Right to the catcher. Page would have been a dead duck. The Sechrist. Single into left field. And the fans starting to get a little excited about what could be a rally. Dixie with the bases loaded for the second time in the ballgame. One man out. And you have Mark Roberts to the plate. Roberts ripped a single in the first inning. Then popped to the shortstop last time out. He's one for two. Cleanup hitter, Roberts. Full windup by McCarty. Pitch. Called strike on the corner. Sid Smith on deck. Roberts trying to hit it in a gap if he can and let him run. Getting a big lead off of first base is Sechrist. The pitch fouled off to the right side. Two strike count on Mark Roberts. Roberts, captain on this team, has had an outstanding year. His tournament here at Grand Junction has been less than awesome. Struggled in the field. He's been charged with four errors in the two ball games, one of which is an awfully tough call. But they're calling it that way. That's the way they're scoring it all the way around. Two-strike pitch, breaking pitch, way outside, ball one. Sid Smith on deck, Mark Tolbert after that, if they need to get that far. One man out. Bases loaded for Dixie, trailing 7-0 to San Jacinto North. We're in the top of the fifth inning. Dixie trying to get their first runs off of Scott McCarty. Mark Roberts, pitched, lined, deep to left field. Back goes Broussard, way back. It's gone. Grand slam home run, Mark Roberts. You can hear the fans. Over the 365-foot sign, and it cleared it with room to spare. Broussard chased it, thinking he had a chance, but it was gone. Mark Roberts. That makes up for four errors. Home run, grand slam to Mark Roberts. It's 7-4, and here comes Dixie. One man out. McCarty's been giving up shots. That one happened to get up. Gordon Jolly turned his back as he watched that one, and you could see the grin on the back of his head. He enjoyed that one. Roberts, high and deep. And now the fans are into it. 7-4 on the grand slam home run by Roberts. Nobody out there to drive in, so Sid Smith will have to start it all over again. One man out, top of the fifth inning. McCarty winds, fires, pitch, calls strike, breaking pitch right there. Mark Tolbert on deck. That puts some juice in the fans here. Base hit? Will it be? No, going over. Bethay behind second base throws him out. Bethay, good range. Second out of the inning, but Dixie now back in this thing. Mark Tolbert at the plate. For Roberts, that's home run number 13 on the year. Tolbert is the team leader with 18. Sechrist has 14. Mark Tolbert at the plate. Two men out. Pitch. Just misses. Ooh, that was close. Ball one. Tolbert doubled last time up. McCarty to the plate. Fastball hit deep to left field. Back goes Broussard. This one is going to be one bounce off the wall. Tolbert will cruise into second base with back-to-back doubles. And McCarty's not fooling anybody right now. Tolbert, second consecutive double, and that was almost to the same spot as Roberts. The only thing is he didn't get quite as much metal on that one as Roberts did. Right at that 365 sign, one bounce off the Sentinel sign, the Daily Sentinel, the local paper that does such a great job of covering this tournament. It's right there at the 365 mark. Hit dotted the I on the Sentinel for the double. Corey Meredith at the plate. Ground ball, foul. Over towards the San Jacinto dugout. Strike one. And you can feel the enthusiasm with Dixie. Scott McCarty's been roughed up here in the fifth inning. Grand slam home run and a double. Bounces the curve. Ball one. One ball, one strike count. Corey Meredith, the eighth man to come to the plate this inning. 7-run lead by San Jacinto North has suddenly evaporated to a 3-run lead on one swing of the bat. That's not fair. Actually, it took a few to get them on there. McCarty faking the throw back at second will keep Tolbert close. Tolbert got the winning RBI Saturday against Monroe. At the plate, Meredith. McCarty once again faking the throw. Nobody moving out of either Feeney or Bethea. But McCarty wants to keep Tolbert close. On a single, he doesn't want Tolbert scoring, even though there are two outs. Fastball outside. Two ball, one strike out to Corey Meredith. Meredith lined to the second baseman his first time up and then grounded out to the second baseman, so he's gone to the right each time against McCarty. McCarty can throw pretty hard. Southpaw, rangy left-hander. Timeout called by the home plate umpire. 7-4. Beautiful complex here. This Lincoln Park complex right in the middle of Grand Junction includes a golf course, includes tennis courts, includes a big swimming pool, the baseball diamond, Stoker Stadium. McCarty now whirls and fakes the throw. Didn't just step off the rubber towards him this time. 2-1 pitch coming up to Meredith, and right behind us is a football stadium that Mesa State plays on. 2-1 pitch to Meredith. Line to center field in the air. Should be caught. Foster right there. That ends the inning. But four runs on the grand slam by Mark Roberts. Four runs on five hits for Dixie. One man left. And at the end of four and a half innings of play, it's San Jacinto North 7. Dixie 4 back in 60 seconds.
Wayne's Window Furnishings offers...
7-4. San Jacinto North shocked by the grand slam by Mark Roberts. Some warm-up action down in the bullpen for San Jacinto. That's Jason Ogden, sometime infielder and relief pitcher. To begin things, in the bottom of the fifth inning, Chuck Foster. Foster reached on a fielder's choice and was ahead of Feeney on that home run last time. Takes a ball on the first pitch. Tim Feeney on deck, Jamie Cook. After that, Paul Allen trying to keep San Jacinto North at bay. Outside with the pitch. Ball two. 2-0 count. Paul Allen. Not helped his own cause that much. And a couple of errors by Dixie. Three, actually. Does not help matters. Call strike right at the knees. 2-1 count. Leadoff hitter Chuck Foster. Rangy. Right-handed hitting center fielder. 2-1 pitch coming up to Foster. Hit. Line to right field. Leonelli, diving catch. Comes up with it. And you can feel the momentum in the fans starting to swing towards Dixie. So a diving catch by Leonelli. Clips it a few inches off the turf. Leonelli's hurt out there. He landed hard on his left shoulder, but came up with the catch. And a little red-headed right fielder. Umpire went out to check on him. Leonelli's... Dixie may be battered, bruised, but they're hanging in there. One man out, Tim Feeney at the plate. Feeney put a charge into a Paul Allen pitch last time up for a 3-run homer, and that's the difference in the ballgame right now. The second baseman, Allen, with the pitch. Bunt down along the third baseline foul. So Feeney trying to cross things up. Feeney is 1-for-2 with three RBIs. Went 0-for-1 the other night, had a sacrifice, so he can bunt. I'm not sure if that may be the best home run he's hit all year. Batting that low in the order, you don't anticipate that much power out of the number 7 hitter who's the second baseman. But he put a jolt into that one. One strike pitch to Feeney. Breaking pitch, just misses outside. One ball, one strike count. Dixie kept San Jacinto North scoreless in the fourth inning, trying to do it in the fifth also. Breaking pitch, line to center field, one bounce to Reed Seacrest. Base hit for Feeney, so Feeney is carrying the hot bat. And the San Jacinto fans clustered behind the dugout over there start cheering. If they want to end this in five innings, they have a long ways to go. They have 7 more runs to score. 5 more runs to try to end it in 7 innings. But Dixie's trying to keep them at bay. Man on, Feeney. At the plate, Jamie Cook. Allen looks at first base, comes to the plate outside with the pitch. Sid Smith fakes the throw. Ball one count. Wind is starting to blow more towards us now. It's been a steady wind coming from right field, so anything hitting the air to right field is liable to be held up. Left field may actually help it just slightly. One ball pitch to Cook. Going is Feeney, hit and run, foul ball, straight back. So on the hit and run is Wayne Graham, using that major league experience to try to get the momentum back to San Jacinto. Sent the runner Feeney. Cook fouled it off. 1-1 pitch coming up. One man out, a man on for San Jacinto North. Bottom of the fifth inning. 7-4, San Jacinto North with the lead. Allen comes to the plate. Nope, comes to first base, I should say. Back in easily, standing is Feeney. Paul Allen, not big. Muscular, but not big. Not tall, extremely tall. Allen to the plate. Breaking pitch, grounded foul down the third baseline. Count goes to 1-2. Scott Bethea on deck. San Jacinto North, fundamentally a very sound team, you can tell. The one error charged to them today is arguably not an error. It was a shot hit by Leonelli that Bethea tried to backhand, and that was his only chance. Allen to the plate. 1-2 pitch. Misses outside. Smith down to first base. They just missed him. Just missed him. Barely back under was Feeney. 2-2 pitch. Tolbert with that big sweep tag, and Feeney just got the knuckles under the glove at first base. Still one man out. Feeney on the first base.
He had the toughest team in the tournament.
Yeah, we're looking forward to playing San Jacinto. It's kind of an honor for us to be in the same situation. They're a big school, loads of talent, but we're glad we're in this situation right now.
Last year, Hillsborough came in a little bit in your situation. No one expected much out of them, and they ended up winning.
Well, I hope it works twice then, if that's what happened. But again, you know, we really respect San Jacinto, but we think we've got very good ball players too, and we don't underestimate ourselves, and we think we can give them a ball game.
You had a chance to see San Jack the other night. What impressed you of them?
Not overpowering as far as their hitting, but fundamentally they execute. They really execute fundamentals. They hit the ball on the line, every one of them, top to bottom. They don't have a weak person in their lineup. And they just act like they've played 80 games, in which I think they have.
Your ball club, everything's an adventure from here on. This is brand new territory. The feeling with the kids?
I think it's basically just the feeling I have. We feel real good about ourselves, and we're glad to represent our state and represent Dixie, and we're going to do our damnedest to make everybody proud.
Starting lineup today for the Rebels.
It's basically the same lineup, just a couple of changes. Tolbert will now go to first base rather than pitch and DH, and Erickson will go to a designated hitter spot. And Paul Allen will pitch, who was 10-2. He came in the last inning against Monroe and finished up, but we think he's in real good shape and have a little confidence, and he's ready to go for us today.
Paul's been a solid number two starter for you all year.
He really has. He's a lot of people overlook him. They concentrate on Tolbert, but Paul's got a better record. He's got a lot of people looking at him. I think today, if he has a good outing, he'll definitely get an opportunity to go to a pretty good four-year school.
What does he like to do with his pitches? Fastball, curveball?
Mainly, Paul's not an overpowering pitcher. He has when he's on, he's got pretty good control. He's got a good split finger, and he does have a pretty good curveball. He is a little bit deceivingly fast, so he'll keep you off balance, keep you guessing, because he's got three pretty good pitches.
Kelly Peterson, he's been carrying offensively the main load for Dixie. Can he continue?
I sure hope so. We had a couple of kids that came up to me and wanted to sleep in the same room as him, just to try to have something rub off. Maybe even the same bed, I don't know, but he's hot, and he's been exceptionally hot the Ortero weekend and now this tournament. I mean, it's the people are having a hard time getting him out, and I hope it will rub off, and I hope he will continue.
Yes, San Jack, the expected thing is to go with their number two starter, who's a left-hander. Will that be an advantage for you? You're predominantly right-handed hitting ball club.
It doesn't matter to me. Whatever they face will be fine. I know record-wise they've got about a 13-1 and a 11-1 left other than their number one. So it's not going to make a whole lot of difference, I think, for us. We have faced good left-handers the last few weeks, the one at CSI, Cook from CSI, and we also faced Ortero's ace was a left-hander. And the game against Monroe, their ace was a left-hander. So we have faced, in our last five games, probably three top left-handers.
One other thing. It looks like this Grand Junction crowd is going to be picking on Dixie as their favorite so far. Does that help?
I think it really does help when you have people cheering for you. I mean, I'm just looking in the stands right now. There's a consolation game going on right now in about the sixth inning, and there must be 10,000 people here. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. And I think if we get a little underdog support, which we definitely are the underdogs, and if we get a little support because we're the local team plus the underdogs, I hope that'll weigh heavy in our favor.
Coach Gordon Jolly, good luck today. Thank you for being with us.
Well, thanks, Larry. I appreciate everybody listening back home with the support from back home, too.
There you heard from Coach Gordon Jolly. Let's take a couple-minute break, and then we'll be back. Take a look at the starting lineups for today. Dixie versus San Jacinto North. Back in 2 minutes.
Get in on the fun of boating for Memorial Day with a new boat from Motorsportsland. Right now, Motorsportsland is having a store-wide Memorial Day sale on Southern Utah's number one word for fun, boats. Motorsportsland is offering fantastic savings on every boat in stock, Bayliner, Cobalt, and Wellcraft, all with easy financing, all with low monthly payments to fit your budget, and all ready for immediate delivery.
Motorsportsland, help me get away.
Motorsportsland has the boat to make your summer memorable.
Right now is the time to buy a new GMC truck from Newby Buick. You can still choose interest as low as 2.9% or cash rebates on most models. Newby Buick has a large inventory of pickups, Suburbans, or vans. You'll be surprised at the selection of engines available to meet your driving requirements for work, play, or everyday driving. GMC also offers a wide range of transmissions. So while rebates or low interest financing is still available, stop in Newby Buick and take a test drive. Newby Buick, 391 West St. George Boulevard.
See the business team.
Think big. That's the policy of Tri-State Office Supplies team.
We're the business team.
See Tri-State for office or home. Tri-State has what you're looking for office equipment like typewriters, calculators, copiers, business forms, furniture, accounting supplies, file cabinets, and much, much more. Shop one-stop convenience. Shop Tri-State.
We're the business team.
Tri-State Office Supply, where taking care of business means taking care of you.
Sun Capital Bank customers know us as the friendliest bank in town. If you haven't discovered this for yourself, stop in at either of our two locations and find out about our new free checking account. No minimum balance required, no monthly service charges. Sun Capital Bank pledges to always continue the personal service. The free checking is just one more reason for you to stop in and check us out. You can't beat the price. On Sun Capital's new checking account, it's free.
Southern Utah's Sports Authority, Dixie's 890, KDXU.
Let's take a look at the starting lineups today for Dixie College and for San Jacinto North. Dixie will be the visiting team once again. That designation coming in a flip of the coin earlier in the day. Dixie will lead off with Chris Leonelli, freshman right fielder from Judge Memorial High School. Kelly Peterson, third baseman, will be batting second, young man from Granger High School. Reed Sechrist, center fielder, left-handed hitter, will be batting third. Shortstop today, and the number four hitter is Mark Roberts, who had only a marginal game last time out, except for the defensive plays in the last inning, in the extra inning. Starting at catchers, Sid Smith, and batting in the number five position. Number six hitter is Mark Tolbert, who has moved to first base today, the starting and winning pitcher in game number one against Monroe of New York. Corey Meredith is batting seventh and playing left field. Chad Erickson is the designated hitter today and playing as the designated hitter. And, of course, Paul Allen will be the pitcher today. Erickson batting eighth. And the number nine hitter is Mike Page, second baseman. For San Jacinto North, We begin with Randy Brown. Brown playing right field, 5'11", 175-pounder from Houston. Blake Doolin, who was red hot in the first ball game against Cochise, went 3-for-3. Doolin is the designated hitter today. And, of course, Scott McCarty, southpaw pitcher, will be the pitcher for San Jacinto. Doolin, with that 3-for-3 effort, normally talking with one of their, with the man that covers San Jacinto North for the newspaper, he was saying that oftentimes there is an alternating from one game to the other between Blake Doolin and Harry Duffy. But Wayne Graham, the coach for the San Jacinto North Gators, playing a hunch with a hot bat. Batting third and playing third base is Dan Robinson. Robinson, who had a home run the other night against Cochise College. Number four hitter is catcher Roger Luce, one of the best-looking athletes in this tournament. Number five hitter is the left fielder, Chad Broussard. Broussard hit a home run against Cochise right over the 400-foot sign in dead center field. The number eight hitter, or number six hitter, is the center fielder, Chuck Foster. Batting seventh is second baseman Tim Feeney. F-I-E-N-E, unusual spelling, but it's pronounced Feeney. Number eight hitter today is Jamie Cook, first baseman. And batting ninth is Scott Bethea, the shortstop, B-E-T-H-E-A. Bethea, who was the leadoff hitter against Cochise, had an outstanding game, 2-for-3 and an RBI against Cochise. Good-looking hitter, but with a left-handed pitcher going, is being dropped to that number nine position. Let's take another 60-second break. We'll be back, recap the tournament thus far, and begin action. Dixie versus San Jacinto North, back in 60 seconds.
Dixie's 890, KDXU.
Dixie versus San Jacinto North. The infield practice is over with. There's a little bit of last-minute grooming taking place for the infield. It's a breezy day, and the wind is coming mostly out of right field. If you listen to the game Saturday, you know we had a huge gust of wind that hit midway through that ball game. Well, it was breezy again yesterday, and it was breezy again this morning, and the constant wind is stronger today than it has been in the previous 2 days. So that's going to be a factor. Let's recap what's taken place so far. First game on Saturday had Iowa Western beating Brookdale of New Jersey 8-1. Then in under the 8-run rule, Northeastern Oklahoma downed Hines of Mississippi 14-6. Chris Benhart hit a home run in the bottom of the 7th inning to give that 8-run advantage. Monroe College of New York battled back from a deficit to tie the ball game at 6, and Dixie, in the only extra inning game in the tournament, came up with an 8-6 victory as they scored 2 runs in the top of the 10th inning. And then the last game Saturday night, and once again the 8-run rule after 7 innings, San Jacinto College bombing Cochise 10-2. Cochise got a run in the first inning, then San Jacinto exploded, scoring in each of the next 6 innings and winning in 7 innings. David Evans going all the way for his 16th victory of the year. That was 10-2 in 7 innings. But yesterday, in the consolation game, the first game had Brookdale of New Jersey coming from behind twice to beat Hines College of Mississippi. That sends Hines packing. And Cochise needed only 5 innings under the 10-run rule to bomb Monroe of New York 17-3. And the Tribunes out of New York spent a lot of energy against Dixie. Cochise, feeling embarrassed in their game against San Jacinto, took it out on the New York team, and the team that came in with just 2 losses is now headed for home with 4 losses. That's Monroe of New York. And in the last first-round game last night, Wabash Valley led most of the way before Brevard of Florida, not North Carolina, that's a different school, Brevard of Florida, came up with a come-from-behind 9-6 victory. And in the game that just preceded this one, Cochise held off Brookdale of New Jersey by a score of 9-7. All 9 runs coming in the fifth inning for Cochise. And it was 9-6 as Brookdale is sent packing. So Brookdale, Hines, and Monroe all gone. Remaining Cochise and Wabash Valley. Cochise will meet the loser of the Iowa Western Northeastern Oklahoma game, which will be played at 7:30 tonight. Wabash, that will be at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. The loser of this game will take on Wabash Valley at 12 noon tomorrow. If Dixie gets by this San Jacinto North team, they'll play undefeated Brevard of Florida tomorrow night at 7:30. So that's the way it goes tomorrow, noon, 3, and 7:30. And then beyond that, everything is at 3 and 7:30 because you start whittling away ball clubs after that point. Dixie, one of the final seven left in this tournament. They'll make it to tomorrow. And they're hoping to win today and assure that they'll also make it to Wednesday. This is a strict double elimination tournament once again. There's still there are quite a few Dixie fans, comparatively quite a few. Quite a few of the families of the ball players have made it. Dave Rose and Greg Kroshaw from the Dixie College coaching staff are here. Ken Newby also, who's the head of Newby Buick, one of our sponsors on these broadcasts, is here. And T.D. Kroshaw made it with his dad, Greg, over for the weekend. Most of that contingent has to go back for the finals week that begins this week. Coach Kroshaw, this time, serving as an observer in the dugout. Usually it's Gordon Jolly, who is the number one assistant for Greg Kroshaw on the football side of things. This time, Gordon Jolly is the head man on baseball, and Greg Kroshaw can just sit back and get nervous. Kroshaw, also an outstanding baseball player in high school, and was drafted in the free agent draft and had a chance to sign a professional baseball contract, so baseball is not strange to him. Coach Wayne Graham, Coach Gordon Jolly, meeting at home plate. And a case of a couple of major leaguers in this case. Gordon Jolly played Major League Football with the National Football League with the Detroit Lions and the Seattle Seahawks as an offensive lineman. Wayne Graham, an outstanding utility infielder, mostly third baseman, came up with the New York Mets, had a brief career with the Mets, briefly with the Phillies, and had a decent season with the Orioles, too. Didn't last that long in the majors, but was an outstanding upper minor league AAA baseball star. And since he left for professional baseball, has been an outstanding coach at San Jacinto North. A lot of people may be wondering, is this the same school as the team that's won national basketball championships? Well, it's yes and no. San Jacinto College in Pasadena, Texas, is the original campus. And yes, San Jacinto North is a branch of that campus, and we understand there's a third branch of that campus also in the Houston area, Pasadena. If my geography serves me correctly, is not that far away from Houston. As athletes are recruited, the men's basketball and women's volleyball athletes will attend the San Jacinto campus in Pasadena. The women's basketball and the men's baseball athletes are assigned to the San Jacinto North campus. So, yes, it is the same school in one sense. It's part of a three-campus outlet, and no, it isn't the same school in the fact that they attend a different campus than the basketball team. San Jacinto North versus Dixie College about ready to get underway. Southpaw Scott McCarty has a number of pitches, usual breaking pitches, fastball, changes speeds off of those, and has a couple of different breaking pitches also. The secret, as it is with a lot of left-handers, talking with those that have seen McCarty before, is get to him early, because he will get his stride as he goes on. If you don't get to him early, you may not get to him. San Jacinto has to be the favorite also in this tournament, if nothing else, because they have a deeper pitching staff, or at least statistics-wise, they have a deeper pitching staff than anybody else. Dixie really has two main starters. Sechrist and Erickson are the 3 and 4 starters, and I should reverse that order. But there is a distinct difference between Tolbert and Allen, and then when you get to Erickson and Sechrist. So although they're good pitchers, they aren't quite at the level that Tolbert and Allen are. Allen with the best record on the staff among the consistent starters. Made a brief relief appearance yesterday. Or I should say Saturday. Scott McCarty on the mound for San Jacinto North. They would like nothing better than to cakewalk through this tournament, get that championship back in Houston, Texas. To lead off, right-handed hitting Chris Leonelli. The first pitch grounded towards the first baseman, Jamie Cook. Cook oversteps on the bag and out. First baseman unassisted on the first pitch of the ball game, Chris Leonelli. Kelly Peterson coming to the plate. Peterson is a story in and of himself. 5 for 5 in the first game, 2 doubles, 2 singles, a home run. If you look over the last 4 games, Peterson is 14 for 18. Winding and firing the pitch into the dirt. Ball one. Peterson has had just an amazing postseason, especially over the last 4 games. You could actually add 5 games into that. The first game against College of Southern Idaho in the regional championships was not his best, although he did walk a couple of times, struck out a couple of times also. Fastball lined into center field, 6-4-6, Kelly Peterson. And yes, the crowd does seem to be behind Dixie. So Peterson comes up limping, is pulled, he's hurting. He's got a cramp in the back of his leg or a hamstring problem. He was having problems with his leg in the first game, but he is down on the ground near first base right now. Peterson, a single to center field, first hit of the ball game. Man on first and a timeout on the field while Peterson, I'm not sure if it's a hamstring problem or what, he's walking stiff-legged now, trying to loosen it up. Peterson, who is also suffering from a broken nose during all of this, I understand in a celebrating attitude and got involved in a little altercation with somebody that wanted to have an altercation with Kelly, and he ended up with a broken nose. True confession. Maybe good for the soul, I guess. Bad for the reputation. But Kelly Peterson has been red hot. That makes him 15-for-19 over the last five ball games. And four of his seven home runs this season have come in postseason play. McCarty continuing to throw. Peterson, limping, will stay on at first base. How healthy can Dixie be? We're not sure. Holding the back of the left leg up high, so it may be a hamstring pull. We'll wait and see. Peterson is grabbing the back of his thigh, upper left thigh, trying to loosen the knee, bending the knee. You can bet he's not a stealing threat at this point. Reed Seacrest, southpaw against southpaw, the only natural left-handed hitter in the lineup. Peterson gingerly off of first base. McCarty, may he challenge him? If he can make Peterson work a little bit at first base, that'll cut down any extra bases. McCarty, pitch, fouled off to the left side. Seacrest, off the fifth, fouls it deep, but way out of play, over in the golf course. It's Lincoln Park area of Grand Junction. It's kind of like a mini Balboa Park in San Diego. Throw over at first base. Back in time is Peterson, but he's hurting. No question about it. Peterson is hurting. He's going to be limping to second base. One strike pitch, fouled right into the dirt. Strike two. 0-2 count coming up to Reed Seacrest. One man out, Kelly Peterson. 6-for-6 in this tournament. And the hot bat continues. Young man from Granger High School. Had a decent season. Hit for a high average during the year. But he has been blazing in postseason play. Seacrest. Bat pointed straight up. 0-2 pitch. Backs him out of there. Ball one. Fastball. About belt high, but inside. One ball, two strike count. A lot of San Jacinto fans dressed in green. One with a big inflatable alligator. Some people here were joshingly saying they were looking for darts to take after that gator. Peterson, timeout at first base while he's still trying to loosen up. Short leadoff, not more than 6 feet. He could fall over and hit his head on the bag. 1-2 pitch, 2-2 inside once again. Scott McCarty. 6 foot, 162 pounds, sophomore, left-hander. Broad-shouldered, but light of build. Outside, ball three with a breaking pitch. So what was an 0-2 count, suddenly McCarty has thrown three balls. San Jacinto, if there's anything that's been most impressive about him, it's been their defense. Very good defensive ball club. 3-2 pitch, foul off to the left side. Seacrest trying to get out of the way of it, and it just hit the bat. Count holds, three balls, two strikes. Almost had runners on first and second. Dixie poised on the front steps. All of the ball club. 3-2 pitch. One man out, one man on. Top of the first inning. Utah versus Texas, as it says out there on the scoreboard. That's impressive. 3-2 pitch to Seacrest. Swung on and missed. Strike three. High fastball up around the letters, and Seacrest is the second out. For McCarty, his first strikeout of the afternoon. Mark Roberts, right-handed hitting shortstop, cleanup hitter. Next man up. Back deep in the belts it to left field. Line drive on a bounce to the left fielder. Peterson, as slow as he was getting off of first base, almost had a chance to be forced at second, but he made it down there. Roberts on at first on the line drive single. Although he hit soft against Monroe, that was a shot. Number five hitter, Sid Smith, coming to the plate. Most observers here in Grand Junction have felt that one of the strongest positions in this tournament this year is one that's been weak in the majors, and that is catcher. There are plenty of good ones, and two good ones today. Sid Smith for Dixie, and the sophomore Roger Luce. L-U-C-E, as in Claire Booth, for San Jacinto North. Pitch, outside, ball one with a fastball. Sid Smith has some power. That's a little pop in the bat. This year's club nine home runs. Strong upper body because of playing football also. Breaking pitch way up high. Ball two. McCarty's been wild high. Wind is blowing steadily from right field, although you don't feel it much, that much in the stands where we are or in the press box, except when we open the door. 2-0 pitch. Foul straight back. Two balls, one strike to Sid Smith. Sid Smith, an oddity of sorts, all conference in two sports, and you don't see that much, even at the junior college level anymore. You don't see people playing two sports much. Breaking pitch, way outside, ball three. Now McCarty in a little bit of trouble. 3-1 pitch. Sid Smith can pick on the one he wants. McCarty, one pitch away from loading it up. Fastball, swung on and missed. Looked like it might have been ball four. He chased it on that outside corner. Full count. One man out. With Peterson limping, you don't anticipate sending the runners on a 3-2 pitch. There are two men out. You're going to send them now. The pitch, line to left field. Peterson, with the limp, will not be able to score. Peterson will just get to third base. He was hit too hard anyway. Bases are loaded. Peterson on third, Roberts at second, and Smith takes a 3-2 pitch and lines it to left field. McCarty is not fooling Dixie now. Mark Tolbert, who was 0-for-5 in the first game, but picked up the win on the pitching mound, coming to the plate now, number six hitter. Big first baseman. Dixie, like to jump on San Jacinto early if they can. Bases loaded. Scott McCarty will work out of the full windup. Does not fear Peterson. Pitch just misses outside. Roger Luce wants to talk to his pitcher. Luce, a gangly sort of ball player, 6'4", listed at 212 pounds, but may not be that heavy. Long arms, looks like he could be a big guard or a small forward in basketball. But he's a good one. He's got a rifle for an arm and was all-tournament last year as a freshman in this tournament. He and center fielder Chuck Foster, both returnees from the all-tournament team. One ball pitch coming up to Mark Tolbert. Three men on base. Dixie would like to cash in right now. Tolbert, 1-0 pitch. Line to third base. Battled by Robinson. Is he going to get him? He will at first base. That ends the inning. Robinson, who has an adventure at third base, comes up and guns out Tolbert. End of the first inning. No runs. Three hits. Three men left on by Dixie. No score. We'll head to the bottom of the first inning after this 60-second break.
Wayne's Window Furnishings offers vertical blinds by Hunter Douglas. And right now, you can choose from new fabrics and vinyls at great savings. Wayne can order any color for you. Among the specials this month, Wayne has discontinued vertical blinds in numerous expensive fabrics, such as Macromet, at the less expensive price. You can get discounts off the regular retail price of up to 63%. See these great buys on Hunter Douglas Vertical Blinds today and get a free estimate for your home. Call Wayne's Window Furnishings at 628-1814.
See the business team.
Tri-State Office Supply. Taking care of business means taking care of you.
We're the business team.
Tri-State offers a top-notch service department that will effectively and quickly repair your office equipment and keep your machines operating with minimum downtime. Modernizing your office, Tri-State has the largest selection of office supplies between Salt Lake and Los Angeles. Tri-State Office Supply.
We're the business team.
36 East Tabernacle. Tri-State Office Supply.
Southern Utah's Sports Authority, Dixie's 890, KDXU.
Back at Grand Junction, Colorado, Paul Allen about to do his chores on the mound. Dixie strands three. Tolbert hit a shot at third baseman Dan Robinson. Robinson is an effective, if not graceful, third baseman. We saw that the other night against Cochise. Everything's an adventure. Hit to Dan Robinson, but he seems to come up and has a strong arm and guns Mark Tolbert out by a stride at first base. Part of the story of why Dixie could not score, two-pronged aspect. One is the fact that Peterson was limping and couldn't get that good of jump off the second base, but also Sid Smith ripped that line drive to left field hard enough that even on two good wheels, Peterson may not have been able to have a good shot at it. So McCarty did not field to fool Dixie in the first inning and escapes without having a run scored. To lead things off, Randy Brown, right-handed hitting right fielder Brown, 1-for-3 against Cochise, got an RBI on a sacrifice fly. Randy Brown, leadoff hitter, batting number 2 the other night. They just shifted the lineup. Everybody moved up one, it seemed like. First pitch, fastball, just misses outside, ball 1. Paul Allen from Cypress High School. Average size, left-hander, throws fairly hard. Breaking pitch, just low, ball 2. Sid Smith wanted that one, held the mitt there. Allen, who had a very effective one inning of relief against Monroe, trying to get things started here. 2-0 pitch, breaking pitch outside, 3-0. You can't afford to give San Jacinto any breaks. They'll take advantage and then some. 3-0 pitch, call strike on that corner. On the fastball. Brown liable to be taking again leadoff hitter, even though it's a 3-1 pitch. He has a good average, but you need runners on right now. 3-1 pitch. Nope, this one hit, and hit deep to left field. Back goes Meredith. Meredith drifting and catches it on the warning track, right in front of the 365 side. So Allen didn't fool him. One man out. Brown on the fly ball. Long fly ball. I don't think the wind helped either way on that one. If anything, may have taken it a little bit towards left field. Meredith had to go straight back to get the fly ball. One man out at the plate, Blake Doolin, 3-for-3 the other night. High with a fastball. First ball game, strike zone seemed fairly tight. A lot of bases on balls, a lot of high count situations on the batters. Pitch outside, ball 2. So Allen has thrown 2 strikes so far in 7 pitches. Not a good sign, but he isn't missing by much. 2-0 pitch coming up to Blake Doolin, the designated hitter. Strike at the knees. Heard the strike, but it was a delay on the hand sign by the home plate umpire. 2-1 pitch. Paul Allen likes to work fairly fast. Breaking pitch, chased and missed. Strike 1, strike 2. 2-2 pitch coming up. And there does seem to be a significant group of Grand Junction fans who are rooting for Dixie. No score, bottom of the first inning. Dixie stranded, the bases loaded. 3 men on, top of the first. Breaking pitch into the dirt, right to the backstop. Full count. Hung on to it just a little too long. Talks with Paul a little bit after the first game of this tournament against Monroe. He was anxious to get at San Jacinto. Very anxious to get at him. But that extra day layoff might have been enough to make him nervous. Ball 4 bounced in the dirt. Hustling to first base is Doolin. So Doolin keeps his perfect record, hitting record alive, by walking to lead off. A man on. One man out and coming to the plate. Dan Robinson had a 2-run homer the other night. Got the good play to keep San Jacinto from being scored upon in the first inning. Right-handed hitting third baseman, 6'2", 172-pounder. Now the breeze is coming a little more directly at us. It is windy out there. No question about it. Very windy. Man on first. Allen comes to the plate. Misses. Misses just a little high. Ball 1. So Allen not having good control early. San Jacinto wants to jump on Dixie early if they can. Allen to the plate. Fastball. Call strike at the knees. 1-1. Allen is keeping things down. 10-2 on the year for Allen. Best record among the starters. 1-1 pitch. to the number three hitter. Close stance for Dan Robinson. Comes to the plate, Allen. Or comes to first base, I should say, Allen. Doolin back standing up, no question. Peterson now playing third base. Still slightly gimpy, but he looks a little better now than he did earlier. Breaking pitch, hit on the ground, deep in the hole. Mark Roberts is juggling it, will not have a play. Question whether it'll be an error or an infield single. It was a slow hit ground ball late, or deep in the hole. Let's see how they score it. An error for Roberts or a base hit? We're waiting for it. Two men on. The debate is on. Roberts might have had a play, probably not enough for the double play or even for the fourth. They're going to give him a hit, infield hit, Dan Robinson. Doolin on second, Robinson on first, and at the plate is Roger Luce, All-American candidate. 6'4", right-handed hitting catcher. No score, bottom of the first. Allen to the plate, outside with a pitch, ball one. Dixie wins, they play at 7:30 tomorrow night. If they lose, they play Brevard, or they play Wabash Valley tomorrow at noon. The winner already knows who the opponent's going to be, Brevard of Florida, tomorrow night. Pitch at the knees, just misses. Sid Smith doing a little lobbying with the home plate umpire. Ball two. 2-0 count. Paul Allen shaking his head just a little bit. Luce, good hitter. Outstanding defensive catcher. Looking back at second at Doolin, the pitch to the plate, 2-0 pitch, backs him out of there. 3-0, and Sid Smith wants the talk. Allen, a little shaken, a little bit maybe of the World Series nerves right now. Luce was 2-for-4, two singles the other night in his efforts on the year, averaging .362. This is a good hitting ball club, not as many home runs as some San Jack teams have had, although they have good power. Not overwhelming power. 3-0 pitch. In the dirt, ball four. That loads the bases. And where have we seen that before? Gordon Jolly wants to talk to his pitcher. There isn't much else to go to right now. Nobody warming up. Allen walks the bases full. Into the lineup is Robert Copeland as the designated runner on the speed-up rules. That allows Luce to go back and get his catching equipment on. And Copeland, who is speedy at first base. Gordon Jolly trying to talk Allen through this crisis. Three men on for San Jacinto. And at the plate, Chad Broussard. Broussard ripped a line drive over the center field fence for a two-run homer. He and Robinson share the home run lead for San Jacinto North on the year, 13 each. Broussard, stocky, right-handed hitting left fielder. Allen, first and third pulled in. Fastball, swung on a miss, strike one. One man out, bases loaded. Dixie stranded three in this situation with two men out. Paul Allen trying to get two more outs without anybody scoring. Strike one pitch. Misses just low. Ball one. 1-1 count. San Jacinto North fans, they'd like to jump on the Rebels early. Dixie has been known as a comeback team, but it's sometimes tough to come back against the number one ranked team in the nation. Paul Allen into the stretch. To the plate. Hit on the ground. Through the hands of Kelly Peterson. Just out of his reach. It's a base hit. Two runs will score. So the base hit by Broussard. Plates two. And as we mentioned, you cannot make a mistake against San Jacinto. Doolin scores. Robinson scores from second base. And so the base on balls has cost Dixie two runs. Broussard on first. Moving down to second is Copeland, and at the plate is all-tournament outfielder from last year, Chuck Foster. Dixie trails by two. Two zip against San Jacinto North. Chuck Foster, right-handed hitter. Allen into the stretch, comes to the plate. Hit on the ground to Peterson. Peterson tags third across the diamond. Dug out of first base, double play. End of the bottom of the first inning. San Jacinto scores two, but they strand one. And at the end of one complete inning of play, it's San Jacinto North 2, Dixie nothing. Back in 60 seconds.
Harmon's has an excellent variety and selection for your family needs. From the best in meats.
Top of the second inning. Maybe the difference between a team that's happy to be here and a team that comes in expecting to win the championship. The base is loaded. Dixie is not able to get the runs in. Strand three. San Jacinto, on the other hand, able to get the single just out of the reach of Kelly Peterson. I'm not sure if the leg injury would have prevented him from catching that or not. First pitch to Meredith, drifting over towards the dugout, will drift out of play. Ball, strike one on the foul ball. Corey Meredith to lead things off, then designated hitter Chad Erickson and second baseman Mike Page for Dixie, bottom third of the order. Rebels trailing 2-0, not an unfamiliar position for Dixie to be behind early in the game. As far as how the two pitchers have been hit so far, McCarty's been hit harder than Allen, but Allen with a base on balls hurt his own cause. One strike pitch, take the bunt, taps the bunt, fouls the bunt, strike two. Looked like he was going to pull the bat back and then just put it down again, went after it, fouled it straight back. 0-2 count coming up to Meredith. Corey Meredith, left fielder, made a good play on Randy Brown's fly ball in the first inning. Roger Luce wanted that one. Fastball outside. Ball one. One ball, two strike count. Winding and firing. McCarty. Lined right at the second baseman, Feeney. So Meredith hits it hard. But right at the second baseman. Out number one. One out. Chad Erickson to the plate. So McCarty's not fooling anybody, but he still has the 2-0 shutout. Better to be lucky than good sometimes, but not so much a lot. Good defensive plays, too. Feeney right there. Chad Erickson at the plate. Outside. No, they call a strike right on the corner. Erickson. Tall strike, knee high. About 6 feet five. Left-handed thrower, right-handed hitter, but he's the designated hitter today. One strike pitch holds up on the swing. Breaking pitch in the dirt. One ball, one strike count. Dixie will play tomorrow, no matter what. The question is what time? If they win today, they'll play tomorrow and Wednesday, no matter what. It takes two losses to be out of this tournament. Chad Erickson at the plate. Dixie trailing 2-0 to San Jacinto North. McCarty. Fastball up high. They call a strike. They say he went around. Tough call, and the fans don't like it. Looked like he held up. Marty Haney down at the first base coaching box. Wants to appeal to the first base umpire, but the home plate umpire called it all the way. Dixie didn't get a break on that one. Chip Barris also giving an earful to the home plate umpire. 1-2 pitch. Outside. Ball two. A little bit of overcast starting up now. We've had the breeze. We've had a few clouds float through, and now the sun's gone behind one of those clouds. No rain expected at least today. Breaking pitch. Pulls the string on it, and it goes to 3-2 outside. Chad Erickson, 3-2 pitch, one man out, nobody on. Dixie had three men on and couldn't score in the first inning. Fastball fouled straight back. Scott McCarty working on that full count. McCarty, the number two starter, right behind right-hander David Evans. It's a good 1-2 punch for San Jack. Breaking pitch, swung on and missed, strike three. Second strikeout. Pulled a string on him. And Erickson was out in front of it. Two strikes. Coming to the plate now, Mike Page. Page, right-handed hitter. Page from Bingham High School. Two men out, nobody on. Mike Page has a little pop in his bat. Breaking pitch, misses inside. Ball one. 1-0 count on Mike Page. 2-0. San Jacinto North. We're in the top of the second inning. Fastball outside and low. 2-0 count to Page. San Jack will set up its bottom third of the order next inning. Dixie had three base hits and was not able to score anybody in the first inning. McCarty to the plate. Hit on the ground. Page to the shortstop. Bethea up, fires to first base. That ends the first, top of the second inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left at the end of an inning and a half. San Jack North, 2. Dixie, nothing. Back in 60.
There are great savings at Sprouse. This
Tim Feeney, second baseman, to grab the line drive off the bat of Corey Meredith in that last inning to lead things off. Right-handed hitting second baseman Allen to the plate. Fastball on that outside corner, strike one. Allen's kept the ball down generally. Southpaw trying to settle down after a little shaky first inning. Breaking pitch in the dirt, ball one. One ball, one strike count. On deck, first baseman Jamie Cook. And shortstop Scott Bethay. Feeney. Unusual spelling, F-I-E-N-E. 2-0, San Jacinto North over Dixie. Bottom of the second inning. Pitch, hit on the ground, right to Mark Roberts. Up, big hop, throws it to first base, one out. From Roberts to Tolbert. One man down, and Jamie Cook coming to the plate. So the difference right now is the fact that San Jacinto could score with the bases loaded, and Dixie couldn't. Cook at the plate. Part of the difference is Dixie loaded the bases with two out, and San Jacinto loaded the bases with one out, helped along by base on balls. First pitch to Cook. Fastball right there. Call strike. Allen has definitely settled down from the first inning. One strike pitch coming up to Cook. Breaking pitch. Hit into right field. Looped into right field. Leonelli over trying to hold Cook to a single and does so. So Cook couldn't get around on it, but looped it to right field. Base hit, man on, a man out. And to the plate is Scott Bethay. Bethay, left-handed hitter, looked good the other night against Cochise. Was 2-for-3, had 3 RBIs and a stolen base. And is an outstanding fielding shortstop. He has a gun for an arm. Comes by it naturally. His father, Bill, is the assistant baseball coach at the University of Texas. Scott Bethay, southpaw hitter, a little bit of a sweep hitter. Allen to the plate. Call strike at the knees. On at first base, Jamie Cook by way of the single. That's the second hit. Should be the third hit for San Jacinto. At the plate, they throw over. They changed the hit. Instead of the hit by Robinson, they changed that to an error, apparently, on Roberts. When another hit showed up, it changed it to an error on Roberts. Allen to the plate, to first base. So it's back to just two hits on the day. So two runs on one hit, and Roberts picked up his third error of the tournament. The pitch to Bethay. Bunt, down the third baseline, foul. Strike two. Bethay trying to drag Bunt his way on. Dixie cannot afford to commit much in the way of either mental or physical mistakes against San Jacinto North. Too good a ball club to do that. Number one ranked team in the nation, and they deserve it. 0-2 pitch coming up to Bethay. Hit on the ground to second baseman Page. He'll get the man at first. Lob throw to Tolbert, but moving on to second base is Cook. So Bethay did what he was supposed to. Hit behind the runner. He just swept that pitch over to the second baseman, Page. Two men out, but a man in scoring position now, and we go to the top of the order, Randy Brown. 2-0 lead. San Jacinto can score in bunches, or they can peck away at you. Against Cochise in game number one, they missed in the first inning and then scored in every other inning they batted. At the plate, Randy Brown. Fly deep to left field in his first time up. First pitch, breaking pitch low. Two men out. Man on at second base is Jamie Cook. Allen working out of the stretch. Comes to the plate. Fastball. Hit up the middle. It'll go into center field. Cook with a chance to score. It dies in the...